West stood in front of her, sandy feet poking out of faded blue jeans, his hair tousled by the light breeze, sex appeal in spades. Piper wanted to launch herself off the blanket and tangle around him like seaweed. He extended a hand, tomato sauce fingerprints dotting his rolled-up shirt sleeves. Before she could think twice, she placed her palm in his firm grip. He tugged her to her feet, not releasing her hand, as they faced each other in the flickering light of the bonfire. Her pulse spiked into an uneven rhythm at the soft sweep of his thumb over her knuckles.
West, my man.
Ben appeared at West's shoulder and gave him a hearty backslap.
You're not copping out on our traditional poker game tonight, are you?
Piper tried to tug her hand away, but West gripped harder, sending more of those electric tingles skittering along that highway.
Actually, West said.
Don't be a piker now.
Joe appeared on his other side, bumping West's arm with his fist. West finally released her fingers, and Piper stepped back, tingle time officially over, but her body still hummed like a tuning fork with anticipation.
I'm pretty hammered after the game. Hey,
West snarled, flicking Ben's hand away when he patted his head. Ben chuckled.
Oh, you poor lamb. But Doc here will provide smelling salts at the poker game, in case you swoon from the agony.
Did someone say poker game?
Kip ambled over, two teenage girls in micro board shorts trailing after him, at what they likely thought was a discreet distance. He stopped, and the girls tittered behind cupped hands.
I'm in. What time?
In an hour, at West's place,
Ben said.
Why does it have to be my place?
West sent her a look of apologetic frustration, telling her an hour wasn't long enough for what he had in mind.
Because you're the boss. See you in 60.
Kip strode away, his teenage posse falling in behind.
I might have forgotten and had plans, West gritted between clenched teeth.
Ben smirked, knowing exactly what plans he'd interrupted.
Poker beats any other plans you made, right, Piper? You play poker with your cop buddies back in the city.
Piper cleared her throat, swallowing the thickness gathered there from the touch of West's hand.
Not anymore. I whip their butts one too many times. But I'm game to take your money, brother dearest.
West's mouth curved in a grin that slingshot another load of tingles south. But there'd be no shower scene replay tonight, and West's rueful smile confirmed it. Maybe it was a good thing. Maybe it was the sensible thing, and Ben was right. She should keep her legs crossed.
But you're not a guy,
Ben said.
That is true.
West's gaze dropped to her breasts before they returned to her face, his gaze smouldering.
Piper's definitely not a guy.
Her toes curled into the damp sand, legs aching to metaphorically uncross, aching to wrap around West's hips so she could grind against him. Damn him and his sexy voice that told her without words he wanted the same thing. Ben grunted.
God's sake, West, can't Joe give you a shot for those hormones?
Scared I'll fleece you, Benny boy.
Piper cocked her chin at her brother. We could play with jelly beans like we used to, if you'd prefer.
Men don't play with jelly beans.
Nuts, then. I'm sure you've got some nuts somewhere.
Unlikely, West said.
Ben laughed, and for the first time the sound was laced with nothing but good humour.
Still a feisty thing, aren't you?
Feisty enough to empty your wallet.
We'll see.
He hopped turned on his crutch.
I better ask Shay to play too, or we'll never hear the end of it. Oh, and West?
West's intense gaze wrenched away from hers.
What? Go and rustle up some nuts for the game, eh?
West swore under his breath, and the look he sent her before he turned away nearly set her just-in-case-I-get-lucky-a-second-time underwear on fire.